This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Better check before you go to the airport if you're planning to fly today. They are canceling thousands more flights.
Southwest Airlines CEO Tom Jordan issued a statement saying because of the bitter cold, there was no choice but to scrap many flights.
With our large fleet of airplanes and flight crews out of position in dozens of locations, and after days of trying to operate as much of our full schedule across the busy holiday weekend, we reached a decision point to significantly reduce our flying to catch up.
Jordan says Southwest will continue to fly a reduced schedule for a few days in hopes of returning to normal operations before next week. I'm Donna Warder.
And in storm-battered Buffalo, New York, where they got several feet of snow, they've been bringing in the military to help enforce a driving ban.
Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz says 100 military police are being brought in along with state police. He says too many people are ignoring the driving ban in Buffalo, making it difficult, if not impossible, for emergency vehicles and necessary deliveries. Julie Walker, New York.
Those pandemic-era limits on asylum are staying in place for now. The Supreme Court ruling keeps a Trump-era policy in place. The AP's Mark Sherman covers the high court.
The court's vote means that the Biden administration will not be able to wind down the Title 42 policy, which has had the effect of keeping out of the country more than 2 million people who wanted to seek asylum in the United States.
The AP's Mark Sherman. The high court scheduling arguments in this case for February. Mexico's president is appealing to the country's citizens not to accept holiday gifts from drug gangs. They're handing out loads of gifts from pickup trucks. This is AP News. Pope Francis is asking for prayers for his predecessor, retired Pope Benedict.
The Vatican has said the health of Pope Benedict has worsened due to his age. Vatican officials have said doctors are monitoring the condition of the 95-year-old retired pontiff. Pope Francis had gone to visit his predecessor before the announcement and asked the faithful to pray for him. Benedict has lived in a monastery on Vatican grounds since he retired in February 2013. Benedict was the first pontiff to resign in 600 years. I'm Karen Chemas.
A Wisconsin waitress got a $1,000 tip from a customer on Christmas morning. Michael Johnson of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Dane County says he was looking for people in need. He left the tip for Callie Blue. She was waiting tables at Gus's Diner in Sun Prairie, just outside Madison. She calls the tip amazing. She says she'll use it to help feed her four horses. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.